Hey guys, we are back with another review. Now you might be wondering where I'm at. Did someone order shawarma? Yes, we're at a place called Egyptian Shawarma Food Truck, serving some amazing, authentic shawarma. And if you don't know where we are in Jensen Beach, Florida, 845 Northeast Pop Tilton. That's 845 Northeast Pop Tilton in Jensen Beach, Florida. So, brand new food truck alert. Let's see what that shawarma working with. All right, as you guys know, we are at Egyptian Shawarma Food Truck in Jensen Beach, Florida. Oh, take a look at this. Ooh, we got the homemade Egyptian baklava, $5. Homemade Egyptian baklava. Listen, you guys might not know this about me. I am a baklava expert. Look at that. That's a big old piece of baklava. Normally, they come a little bit smaller, maybe cut up in pieces. Here we go. Two bites. Oh, yeah. Very flavorful. Obviously, you taste the pistachio. You taste the crust. Very soft and delicate. I do taste the real honey. And I'm tasting lemon in here. Definitely unique. Very different. I would say Egyptian baklava is probably a little different than what I'm used to. Still good, though. I'm going to give it a solid 8.2. 8.2 on the baklava. Guys, so as you know, we were at Egyptian Shawarma, Jensen Beach, Florida. So without further ado, here we go. We got the chicken shawarma wrap, $10. We got some fries with a yummy sauce on top. So here we go. Look at that. Take a look at that. Two bites, new rules. All right, so very flavorful. I do like the chicken. They definitely have, obviously we got some lettuce in here. We got a couple of other things. You really can't beat that. So they call it a chicken gyro for $10. I'm actually gonna give that, I'm gonna keep it. We're all kind of in the same realm right now. I'm actually gonna give it, I'm gonna keep it right at an 8.1. 8.1 on the chicken gyro. Let's try these fries. I normally don't rate fries with the sauce on it. Not bad. The sauce is pretty good. I would probably prefer the seasoned fries without the sauce. Not bad. I'm not going to rate that though. All right, guys. Last but not least, look at that. So this is straight from Egypt. The guys are really authentic. They're from over there, Middle East. And I'm actually a Middle Eastern guy myself. You just obviously can't tell. I'm half Lebanese. But guys, take a look at this. We got the chicken shawarma platter with rice. $15? Listen, I'll say this. Just for $15 to get this meal, you could probably feed you and a couple people or you and your kids. Here we go. Two bites. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get a feel for this sauce. Very earthy. Nothing is overpowering. Now, our taste buds, my first go-to would say, give me just a little bit more seasoning, but I will tell you this, the earthiness of the chicken, you can tell it's been marinated. The flavor is good, the flavor is there. I do like the rice, I do like this. I guess it's more of maybe a tzatziki sauce. Really good. Guys, I'm actually pretty high on the chicken shawarma platter. Again, $15 for this, really good value. You can't beat that. If you want a lot of food for not a lot of money, I think you're gonna like this. On the chicken shawarma platter, I'm gonna give it a solid 8.5. 8.5 on the chicken shawarma platter with rice. Guys, if you are ever in the Jensen Beach area, you're passing by, again, Pop Tilton Road in Jensen Beach. Come and try you Egyptian shawarma food truck for some really good, authentic taste of Egypt. And obviously, you got the baklava, you got the wrap, which he said it's his mother's recipe. But guys, in my opinion, come here for the chicken shawarma platter with this really good sauce on it. $15, you can't beat that. That was another review. Baldy out. All right, guys, so they made me try it. Bonus review. So we're actually trying the Egyptian tea, $3. Now, I'm normally not a tea guy, but I'm gonna try this. He said it's flavorful, so let's see, here we go. Definitely taste some of the herbs, some of the lemon, but at the end of the day, it is tea. It's good though. Listen, I guess if you want some really good tea, some good Egyptian tea while you're here, I think it's good overall. I'm gonna give it a solid 8.1 on the Egyptian tea.